12 minutes after 7 o'clock. I think this is the first time this has happened in all the many months we've been talking to Joseph Lindsley, who is most of the time in Lviv in Ukraine. Well, we got a message earlier that we may not be able to connect with him because of some intense bombing going on. So let's see if we can hook up with him right now. Joseph, what's going on? Are you okay today?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from Ukraine. It's a day like we've never seen here before. And I think a lot of people, you know, we've seen such great Ukrainian victories the past weeks and months, and everyone was saying, how is Russia going to respond? Today, I woke up to the sound of two large booms in the city of Lviv, and while we still had a communication possibility, we heard of, even in a small village 60 miles from Lviv, the Russians seem to have targeted the infrastructure, electricity, internet. Lviv is mostly without power. In fact, I'm talking to you from a generator. It was very difficult to get this connection. We're using a Starlink from Elon Musk that I just received 2 days ago. It's a very, let me back up and say, we have reports that in Kyiv, as of maybe the past hour, they've lost electricity in many neighborhoods. The center of Kyiv was hit today. Really, I mean, the first, I would say since the war started, the center part of Kyiv has never been hit until the way it was hit today. Shevchenko University, a beautiful red brick building on one of the main parks in the middle of the city, was hit by missiles. And we also have power outages in at least five major cities around the country. And as I walked around Lviv today, Bob, you know, it was so quiet. In the few cafes that were working, people were talking in whispers. There was no music playing, even when the power was still working. Everyone is looking for the sky and listening and waiting. And even some people I talked to, there was a Canadian Ukrainian writer who was sitting at a cafe, and it was his birthday, and he almost sounded delirious. He was just sitting there having a meal and sounded delirious, saying, I'm just going to live today. It's a great feeling of uncertainty and a little bit of terror. Actually, a lot of terror today here in Ukraine, throughout Ukraine.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice, Joseph. And we should point out that your news bunker there in Lviv, it's there because, and this is why other journalists and the TV people you see reporting mostly base their headquarters there in Lviv, because it's been safe since the beginning of the war, hasn't it? Until today.
You know, there have been infrastructure attacks, and there have been missiles hitting Lviv, but usually in the outskirts of the city. And still, the center of the city is fine at the moment, but this is the most targeted infrastructure attack that Russia has committed since the beginning of the war. And you know, they've had a lot of failed attempts, but today they've succeeded in a major way. And I would say, you know, Ukrainian air defense, like the, you know, Bob, it's hard for me to get good information right now on what's happening, even five blocks from me, because it's very difficult to communicate with anyone at this point. But as of 2 hours ago, I heard of 70 missiles that hit Ukraine this morning. 42 were blocked by the air defense. And so, you know, there is still the battle going on in that regard. But look, everyone is a bit nervous about, you know, now that it's very hard to communicate with each other, it makes it hard for society to work. It makes it hard for people to say, you know, where are we being attacked and how can we respond? So it's a very scary, very difficult situation. And I'll say, as long as we have breath to speak, you know, I'll say, this is the reason why this is happening. You know, I think there's some Americans and others are worried about an escalation because of the Ukrainian victory. You know, the way that Ukraine seemingly took out that bridge connecting Russia to the Crimean Peninsula. And everyone said Putin's going to respond. But the one thing to really remember, the only reason this is happening is because in 2014, the Ukrainian people said, we want to be free. We don't want to be controlled. And unfortunately, sometimes in this world, when you try to be free, there are people that will do everything they can to stop that. And that's what we're facing right now.
It seems that Putin can't get anywhere with the military as far as striking targets that would help him advance there. So he's going after civilian targets. Is that the situation as you see it, Joseph?
Exactly, Bob. Because they have the Russians have suffered so many losses and have lost territory that they gained, that they conquered these past months. Yeah, the best that they can hope for at this moment was to hit Ukraine from the sky. And even then, Ukrainian air defense has been pretty good. But now we have these new Iranian drones that, you know, it takes a while to figure out how to respond to that. But we also have the concern about what's going to happen in Belarus. Belarus is to the north of Lviv. There are no major natural barriers. It's pretty much, you know, flat farmland between here and Belarus. And if Belarus decides to join the fight with Russia, that could be a very pernicious thing. It could be a swift invasion. And right now, we're in a communications gap, in a very bad and weakened position throughout the country.
Yeah, it seems like the goal now for Putin is to wear down the spirit of everyone in Ukraine. If he can't recapture territory, he's just trying to wear down not just the military there, but wear down the civilians. And I hope you and everyone there can keep spirits up and be safe during this terrible time, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob. And I'll say, as I was walking around the city this morning, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's a Indian summer. It's warm. And you look into the eyes of strangers. People had this profound look in silence, looking at each other, like offering each other strength. I've never seen anything like that. I think it was, you know, maybe something like New York on 9/11 or the days after. But everyone just quietly and talking softly, but looking at each other and sort of sharing their energy and strength with each other. And that's how people will respond. But we hear rumors that something could happen this afternoon. These rumors are flying around right now. And, you know, what do you do with that time? It's a big question on everyone's mind right now.
Joseph, we'll connect with you tomorrow, and we hope for better days and pray for the safety of you and all the people in Ukraine.
Thank you, Bob. And I sent you that song, Vse Bude Dobre, which I'll tell you if we can tomorrow. Everything will be good, and we have the chance to play that from the Ukrainian band Opium Elzy. Except Buda Dobre, everything will be good.
Let's hope. Yes, we'll listen to that tomorrow and hope for more peace soon. All right, take care of yourself, Joseph.
Thank you, brother.
It's 7:19. Wow. That's scary. In Lviv, which has been relatively safe, I think in all the months we've been talking to Joseph, and we've done this pretty much since the war started. What's it been, like 7 months or something like that? I don't think I've ever gotten a message like the one I got today from our producers saying that Joseph may not be able to talk to you today because of bombing where he is in Lviv.